You know what? Religion is so confusing. I don't want to get caught up on who's blowing who. 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. We're live. We're here. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam, and I am here with Andy.
I just realized your face is smooth.
You're a little smooth boy.
I know. I'm a smooth boy. I took off the beard. It feels like I
took off the beard. I put the beard in the wash. It was getting
it feels like a century since I took it off.
Mm-hmm. Does your face feel colder? Yeah. I notice after I let this grow out for a while and then I trim it, I'm like, ooh, things are colder.
Yeah, the same way whenever I have my beard mustache combo. It gets real warm. So warm that my body quits producing it.
Have you tried to just let it grow?
Yes. Really? And I actually can't wear hoodies because I look like the fucking Unabomber.
Dude, if I have my mustache and sunglasses, yeah, Camilla doesn't let me put my hood up because she's like, you look like you're going to bomb something.
You look like one of those dirty Talibans.
Yeah, well, now this podcast could be red flagged because we said bomb and Taliban.
Yeah,
and
I mean, we're already not going to get AdSense on YouTube. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no? Exactly.
I hate the gays too. Woo, let's go.
I mean, Logan Paul can get AdSense and show off a dead dude.
Yeah, so. Right. But Logan Paul makes YouTube millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And we make YouTube 12 cents.
We could make millions of dollars if we killed Andy and teabagged him.
Only if it's in a specific Japanese forest, you insensitive prick.
Oh, no.
And only if we have an apology a couple days afterwards that say, we only did it, we were only goofing because we wanted to raise the awareness of suicide. Obviously.
And then a month later, tase some dead squirrels on your balcony or something.
This would be to raise the awareness of murder, not suicide.
And my glorious balls touching Andy's chin.
This is the death rate in the U.S. Here's a test. just slowly just boop. Drop
it's like,
on the forehead.
It's like written on your balls. Like, test yourself for cancer.
It turns out just to be testicular cancer.
It just ends up being every possible awareness ever. Like, you gotta test yourself for cancer and a little pink ribbon around your dick.
You
get one of those people that can write, like, sentences on a grain of rice.
Oh, yeah.
And not because your dick is small.
Thank you. I was like, this got real mean a, real fast.
You can fit a lot on it.
But because we have to put 5,000 different awarenesses on your...
Hashtag test testies.
Test testies.
Testies. Oh. Matt, what?
Matt, you can't put this podcast up. We got to make a Facebook page.
Test testies. I wonder if that is a thing. To the Google.
I wouldn't be surprised. People really worry about the D's.
How long ago did we do this? We did this last year, right?
What?
The podcast.
Andy and I did one. Remember?
We've been together since then.
It's been a while, though.
What have I missed in your lives?
I'm reading a book.
Thanks for rubbing it in. I can't read.
I was going to say, sometime between last podcast and this podcast, Andy learned how to read.
Yeah. Hooked on phonics. It's
called C-Spot Run.
It's about games that have gone through, like, development hell. So, like, Diablo 3, Stardew Valley... Destiny.
Did Stardew Valley really go through development hell, or is it because one dude was doing it?
I think it's probably because one dude was doing it, but
it's not like a Duke Nukem where that really hit development hell.
I'm excited to get Diablo because I know that game went through hell. But it did. And then I'm trying to think of some Pillars of Eternity.
I feel like I came into that joke late. Like, you guys were already laughing. I was like, yeah.
I get it. That makes sense.
Diablo means Sanchez in Spanish.
And Sanchez means taco.
Have you ever had a dirty Diablo?
That was good. That was really good.
We need to speed through these stories. We're burning the funny on the top end.
Lit the candle with a blowtorch.
Yeah, I.
It's gone.
Nothing's really happening in my neck of the woods. I've got card game events happening every month. I half quit that other my job, so I now get to travel, and with like unimpeded. And so like,
wait, is this still having to do with the cleaning?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
isn't this like the second time you half quit?
No. So like because of half quit last time, because of half quit earlier.
Okay.
Like now get to travel and have the GC circuit is up and running.
I didn't know if it happened again.
No, I didn't quarter quit or three quarters quit. But yeah, and I get to travel, so I'm going to be doing that a shit ton. Hence Vegas.
Nice.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, make sure.
Go literally anywhere else.
I know that prostitution outside of Vegas is kind of legal, yeah. If I remember right. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Sure. I'm also going to be traveling with a 19-year-old, so I'm probably not going to get my dick sucked by anybody but him. Let's go.
I mean, he's legal, so.
You're damn right, he is.
You can do
the
what
only
you
issue
want.
Is I took him across state lines.
His mom doesn't know yet.
I was going to say the same thing, but put a little southern twang on it. His mama don't know yet.
Make sure that you don't shower the whole time, so when he gets to it, it's like extra seasony.
Oh, yeah. I've seen enough anime. The anime girls like it when you're a little gamey down there. You know?
Oh, senpai!
The scent of a man.
Let me take my ears off.
Let me take my ears off.
What?
She's a cat
like
person.
Like a furry.
I just heard anime girl, not like furry. So I'm like, take my ears off.
Honestly,
Jake's a furry.
How
far, really
cool.
Honestly,
how far
those are
in
like
there
the
are you
same.
Trying to get?
Those are like the same thing for me. If you're an anime girl, you're probably wearing
ears. You have cat ears.
Yeah, there's a very high chance.
All right, now hold on. Okay. You're telling me. I want you to think back. I want you to time travel back 40 years when you weren't married. Okay.
Okay.
If some chick IRL was like, "I love giving blowjobs, but I gotta wear these cat ears while I do it."
Oh yeah,
are you gonna be like,
"Sold? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No,
you fucking freak.
No hesitation."
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you fucking freak.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
we only do this if you kneel on the Bible.
We gotta protect those knees, darling.
I want
the
sweet
Jesus Christ will support you.
I want to feel that mouth of God around me. Tam almost lost his hot chocolate.
God, it feels like you're the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This is not the four-way I wanted.
But wait, does that count if he's the same person?
You know what? Religion is so confusing. I don't want to get caught up on who's blowing who.
Good old blowjob podcast.
So we can go ahead and get in gaming news if you want. The only problem is the soundboard is still broke.
Oh, shit. What happened to it? Wasn't it like...
Well, okay, so it's a flash soundboard, and when I was cleaning up my solid-state drive, I accidentally deleted flash.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be fine. I just have to re-download flash. But the problem is there was a Windows update, and now it's like gone completely.
Oh.
And I haven't looked through all my... I know I have a backup somewhere, but I haven't looked up.
All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-games.
Brawly and Bardock are coming to Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Holy fucking shit, this game's so fucking amazing.
Have you played it?
Oh my god, yes, I have played this game. I don't have a PlayStation 4 anymore, but I'll be playing it for about 4 hours today at work.
I have watched like almost all the cutscenes and stuff on YouTube, mm-hmm. and it's a disrespect Gohan the game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody has anything nice to say about Gohan. Like, every opening, Gohan's like, I'm gonna try my best. And they're like, wow, Gohan, you become a little baby bitch.
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever you win with Cell and Gohan's on your team, he's like, huh, thought you could have done better, Gohan. I had Yamcha on my team, too. Did you know that? I had Yamcha on my team.
Yamcha gets
Yamcha's
shit
actually
on
broken in this game. He's the fastest ground character. He doesn't have an air game, but holy fuck is he broken on the ground. He beats the fuck out of Beerus on the ground. Oh, my.
How's Goku? Is he balanced?
So there's two Gokus. There's Goku with the yellow hair, and there's Goku with the blue hair.
There's also Goku with the pink hair.
There's also Goku with the pink hair.
What the fuck version is pink hair?
Who's not Goku at all?
It's not actually Goku.
It's a different character who looks like Goku.
It's black
Goku.
Goku
black.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Anyways.
I love the Team 4-Star version where Goku's like, I was expecting black Goku, and it's Goku with an afro.
Yeah.
Is Hercules in
Hercule?
No. Yeah. No, Mr. Hercule's Satan's not in it. There, no.
Fat Boo is, though. So, I mean, we could get him, like, as an assist or something, maybe.
Are these characters...
Could get him as an assist.
Are these characters free DLC, or is it part of, like, the season pass, or you can buy it?
I don't know. You want me to read the article?
Yeah.
First time. I guess.
Let's see.
Game sick, though.
Yeah. Right now, it's just a DLC leak. And it does not have any sort of price point.
Mm. All right.
It is going to redefine 2D fighting games. Straight up. The amount of detail they put into this game is just actually insane. Like, sitting down playing locally... because there are auto combos, you look like you're watching the anime, but you're pressing buttons and you're making them do shit. So, that's like, cool. You can press the light attack button, and every character has, like, their own little special, and you can, like, it looks fucking sick. It looks like it's pulled straight out of the thing. Like, there are so many videos online of comparing the game to an anime moment. Like, depending on which characters you bring in first or which characters defeat who. So, like, if you start the match with Goku and Frieza and nobody's playing Krillin, you'll see the Krillin destruction, Krillin death from Namek as your intro scene. So normally it's like, hey, I'm this character. And then, I'm this character. But it's like it comes up and you see Goku be like, give it up, I've won. And Frieza goes, raises his hand and blows up Krillin, and that's what makes him go Super Saiyan, and then the fight starts.
That's kind of cool.
Or like if Gohan beats Cell, Cell goes for the Kamehameha, and he does the father-son Kamehameha as the end of the fight cinematic of I won and this is how.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
It's some real cool-ass shit. They put a lot of love and attention to this. Or, like, the sickest thing, you can break things in the background, kind of. So, like, I shoot an energy blast at you, and you press the button to parry. I parry, and you see the energy ball go out and break a mountain in the background. And the mountain will stay broken for the rest of the thing. So it's not like it just disappears or whatever.
Nice. That was one of the...
It'll splash into a lake or something. Like, it's... The attention to detail of this game is actually just nuts.
That's something I always wanted in a Dragon Ball Z game, was like fully destructible environments.
It is so crazy cool.
And the story is there.
Yeah, the story is actually, from what I've seen, it's not terrible. I mean, it's not, hey, I want you to replay all of Dragon Ball Z. I'm sure you don't know what any of the story for Dragon Ball Z is. They were like, let's make a whole new thing.
Oh, so it's an original story?
Yeah.
Cool. Isn't this made by the Blaze Blue
yeah.
guys? Nice.
Yeah.
And they make solid. They have games. Original waifu bait in it, too.
Yeah.
Do they?
Have you seen Android 21?
No.
God, what a fucking babe. And she's perfect. She's only 10 years old.
All right, this is Drag... What is this? FighterZ?
Yeah, with a Z. So I know it's cool.
Straight up, if you enjoy fighting games even a little bit... this game is going to get your fucking rocks off.
The biggest problem I have with it is that I can't play as Android 17. And assist don't count. Yeah?
Sorry, man.
Android 17 is the best character in Super, and I will fight anyone
I am on,
who disagrees with me.
I am on like episode 33 or something of Super. I started playing that game, revitalized me wanting to watch Super.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to actually know about Goku Black. Like, I wanted to know all about him. Mm-hmm. So I had seen the two movies, but I wanted to watch through just to see if there was like anything silly that I missed. Like, I didn't understand how they got Super Saiyan God. Like, I didn't get it, but they didn't do a very good job explaining that in the anime either. It just kind of happened.
No, I didn't get off to the best start.
But I am soon to be in the first universe tournament of Ciampa versus Beerus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm super behind, but it'd be fun.
Have they played baseball yet?
Nope.
You're going to like that episode.
I can't wait. That sounds like the most filler-ass bullshit I have ever heard.
It is filler-ass bullshit, totally, but it has the most triumphant ending.
Oh, yeah. Does Super still have fillers then?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's anime. Every anime has fillers.
I fucking hate fillers. Dude, the worst fillers were Bleach fillers. That show is so awesome, but there were so many fillers. There would be like 10 fillers in a row.
Yeah.
And you're just like, God, this fucking sucks.
Anyway, that game's sick. I'm excited for Bardock and Broly. I bet they're both going to be cool.
Broly's going to be cool.
So now you can play as Goku, Goku, Goku Black, and Goku's dad. And Goku's son. And Goku's older son.
And Goku again.
And Piccolo. And
Gohan's real father. Piccolo.
Pappy.
Pappy.
If you're listening to this right, there was a post on Twitter. It's like, let's remember all, it was for Black History Month, and they're like, let's take a moment to appreciate all the good black dads in media. And it was pretty much everyone you'd expect, and Piccolo.
That's great.
Piccolo's sick.
There's a moment in Super where, like, people have just now started calling out Goku, like, just plainly for being a shitty dad.
In the anime?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they do in Dragon Ball FighterZ. When he's talking to Tien, and he's like, oh, yeah, Piccolo's great. He even watches Pan. And he's like, Tien's like, Piccolo babysits your granddaughter. He's like, yeah, it's great. He's like, you probably shouldn't tell people that. If you're listening to this on the 18th or 19th, Overwatch is holding a free weekend event.
Hell yeah.
So get your ass on there.
Ooh,
go nice. Play some games. Go be Doomfist. And fist some people. Mr. Fister.
Yeah.
Mr. Fister. Go that was fisting. My Xbox tag.
It was. Shaq Fu has still not got a firm release date.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
I know, right? Me too.
The world did.
I saw a really interesting video. God, we're going to go forever. I saw a really interesting video about Shaq Fu, about how, like, of why, statistically, it's a bad fighting game.
Shaq Fu wasn't the greatest game to begin with.
Yeah.
Do you really need statistics on why Shaq Fu is bad? Yeah, but,
like,
okay,
so they're explaining, like, why is it bad and what makes other fighters good? And, like, explaining what makes a good 2D fighter. And they were like, let's use the worst example we can think of. Shaq Fu.
So, no release date yet. We're going to get some more information in the spring. They're guessing that there might be a launch sometime before June.
For my birthday.
No, for my birthday.
For your birthday.
Your birthday.
Not for Andy's birthday.
Yeah, you can party chat with your smartphone on Xbox One now.
That's cool.
That's actually pretty cool.
It's neato.
Yeah, they're telling you to download Discord.
Yeah.
There is a mobile Discord app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I get on it to look at the UFS Discord because I'm a big fucking dork.
Ah, here we go. Some great content. Stardew Valley's multiplayer update is imminent. We'll be ready for spring.
Ooh, imminent sounds really dark.
1.3, yo.
You want me to change that?
Yeah, it's just I didn't like the word imminent. It's like, you know what else is imminent? The heat death of the universe. Like,
yeah. Oh, I can change the title.
Yeah.
Stardew Valley's multiplayer update is looming. We'll be ready for spring.
I like that.
That's much better.
Looming.
It will come with many patches, including better grass textures and stealing more of your precious time.
And it's, besides it being multiplayer, there's a lot of new single player content too.
Now optimized for maximum comfort.
And wallet snatching.
Oh, let's see what we got here. We got like, I don't see a list of new things, but I do see in the screenshot some new things. Like signs and new exteriors for your house.
I hope there's new stuff to grow.
Like what, Andy?
I don't know.
Like weed.
That'd be funny. That dank kush.
Yeah.
Living next door to Ice-T.
That'd be sweet. Guys, I married Ice-T. It was great.
Married Ice-T. Hey, whenever you restart the game, can you just play as Ice-T? Just fucking go
I'll work
growing
on
cabbages and shit. The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. That's all I grow, guys. Cabbage. It's that green.
That sticky icky, as they put it.
All right, so this next story is from the file. Mass Effect Andromeda is getting a new multiplayer patch.
Kind of forgot about that game.
Huh.
Is that game coming out soon?
No.
All right, I guess I won't play it then.
My dad bought that. He's a huge Mass Effect fan, and I think he only played like an hour of it, and he's like, this game's horrible.
Aw, that sucks.
I know. So I think he just replayed the trilogy again.
I think gamer adults, like, not like us adults, but like real adults, I think they're the cutest fucking thing.
I think my dad probably games about 60 hours a week.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, when he bought...
Is he retired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, he's not retired. He's got 2 full-time jobs and the 60-hour gig.
I know, that is... God damn, can I be your dad?
But yeah, like we've flipped roles, because he used to give me so much shit about playing games all the time when like I had Panera schedule. Yeah. So now maybe I play once a week or something, and he's like, oh, I was playing till like 4 a.m. I was just like, Jesus, Dad.
Yeah, I was gonna say you stop by at like 2 a.m. Your dad's on his couch wearing pajama pants.
How about you get up and go to college, huh, Dad? You know, being an adult, like, be an active member of society.
Shut up, Andy, you bitch, I earned this.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down, eat cereal, and play Mass Effect.
I don't know what he's playing right now.
Speaking of Mass Effect, I loved the trilogy so much that I've been keeping The Witcher on the back burner, and I'm like, I'm going to get to The Witcher. Guys, I cannot make it through the first Witcher game.
Really? Is it just
it's
like...
not bad? It's so bad?
It's... The story is okay, but it has extremely aged. Mm. It's kind of like the Beastie Boys. From the last time you saw them to when they came out with their new album in 2004, and it looked like they had aged 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, at least when you get to Witcher 2, that's when you know like the quality gets cranked up.
Yeah.
Because Witcher 2 is where it's at.
So I played about 10 hours of the first Witcher, which was over the course of like many weeks. And I eventually got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to watch the rest of this on YouTube.
That makes sense.
You see, what's good, though, about that is it's not like Mass Effect where you can, like, import your character and choices. Mm. Because if that was the case, then I'd have to fucking force my way through it if I'm going to go all the way to Witcher 3, which is my ultimate goal because I hear that game is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty. I can thankfully run it on max, but sometimes it'll drop like to like 40 frames, and I'm like, I noticed this.
Because with Mass Effect, it was like I had to play it because I had to get to the next part of the story. But
yeah, I didn't like Mass Effect.
I couldn't get into it, but I'm willing to try it again when I have time. But
is it
I have
fun
so
to be
many
a communist because I enjoy it.
But
I hate Mass Effect and baseball. And
Apple pie.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
If you don't like hot dogs, you're a fucking Nazi.
Fake boobs.
Nancy.
Fake boobs.
And twins. Do you remember those commercials?
Like the double mint flavor?
I don't know if it was a double mint. Yeah. I thought it was like a beer commercial and it was listing off a bunch of stuff and then it was like, and twins!
Oh my God, Andy, you have just sparked something in the back of my mind.
There's a nostalgia boner creeping its way through. There is something there.
And twins.
Yeah, hold on. I'll see if I can find the ad campaign.
It looks like there might be a Spyro Trilogy remaster heading to PS4 this year.
Don't Google twins. It'll take you to a bad place.
Where?
Spyro. I was making a pornography joke. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
Yep.
And twins.
From 15 years ago.
Holy fuck. Oh, God. That was before I even knew what alcohol was.
Can't believe I was 3 when that came out.
You're so young.
Yeah.
Spyro's cool. I played a cool Spyro game on the GameCube a million years ago.
You know, really? this is like a direct relation to how good that Crash Bandicoot trilogy.
Oh, absolutely. Crash crushed it. And they were like,
guys,
look at these faggots. They want to play some video games.
What a thunk.
Who'd have thunk?
There's like game developers standing with like his hands on his hips.
I did not expect this. I don't understand the science,
but I'll believe it.
You can't argue with the results. Hawaii introduces bills to ban the sale of games with loot boxes to people under 21.
That won't. Okay. It'll be the same as, are you 18 to buy an M game? I'll just get my parents to buy it.
Dude, I got... True, you could get your parents
to buy it. You get carded?
But, no, I got told no one time when I was like a month before my 17th birthday to buy Crackdown.
Well, he was trying to save you from playing Crackdown.
Yeah, they're like, can I see your ID? I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Have you played Crackdown? Because I have.
Crackdown? I don't even think there was cursing in that game.
There's violence. Really non-bloody, over-the-top, cartoonish violence.
And online, people teabag you.
Online wasn't invented yet, Tam.
Did that have an online component?
I don't think the first Crackdown had online.
I'm living in a time loop.
Hey, is Crackdown 3 out yet? Or is that...
I don't know.
Or is that one of those games that's just...
Did you read about
it
in
your book? It's the last hidden chapter.
It's an Easter egg chapter.
Andy notices eventually that there are just more chapters every time he grabs the book. I think of something.
What the fuck?
Next thing you know, like, the first time you bought the book, it was, you know, only so thick, and then...
comic
like,
book.
Yeah, and then, like, looks a like few a months later, it's an encyclopedia. It's like, it just keeps adding pages.
This is magic. I don't get it.
This is like, what's that show? Black Mirror?
Yeah. Oh, that's, dude, Black yeah, Mirror is so
that's
cool.
That's like a Black Mirror episode. I can't finish the book!
It won't.
It just keeps creating more pages at the end. And it starts saying things like, I'm behind you.
I'm sleeping at night and it's just paper cutting me on my face.
I'm sleeping with your daughter.
I don't have a daughter. Whose daughter are you sleeping with?
Your daughter. This is a Black Mirror episode. Pay attention, you fucking idiot.
Guys, that will do it for gaming news. That was exciting, wasn't it?
I took a big sip of my hot chocolate. That's Italian for chocolate.
It's going to technology. Beep, boop, boop, bop, boop, boop, beep. Technology.
I am a robot.
Speaking of robots, robots.
Robots.
Today was the NASA Opportunity Rover's 5,000th Martian dawn.
Dang, that's been up there a while then.
I know you said dawn, but I heard dong. I just want everyone to know that it's his 5,000th dawn.
It's just getting Mars fucked.
Okay. The Martians are running a train on that thing. They're running a rover on that thing.
Since January 2004, it has made it 28 miles from its original landing site.
What is it? Is it fucking casually strolling? What is it? They moved 28 miles in fucking 10 years? More than 10 years? 2004, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they could have had something with a little quicker, a little more horsepower. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it took its first full selfie.
Oh.
And it's also drilled into Martian rocks.
Sexual. Drill those rocks, yo.
Man.
Oh,
the nihilist in me is like super excited for like there not to be any life on the rest of the galaxy and us just waste all this fucking money and resources getting to places that are just dead rocks, you know?
Yeah.
Like the optimist is like, fuck yeah, holy shit, what a technological amazement. But then like that other half's like, yeah, we know that there's nothing fucking up there. We can see it. We look at it through our fancy telescopes. Through our really long sunglasses.
So I'm gonna start calling telescopes now. You got some long sunglasses there?
And they're gonna look at you for being an idiot because they don't stop the sun at all because Tam misspoke.
There were some pictures on Imager like 2 days ago of like someone collected all the pictures the Mars rover took, and it's just cool that those are pictures from like a totally different planet.
Yeah, that is.
But yeah, cool. It is all rocks and shit.
Yeah, like until we get a base or something up there, you know, a lunar defense.
We're looking at you, Musk.
I don't know why I find this interesting, but the next Power Rangers is adapting Super Sentai's own homage to Power Rangers.
What?
So you know how Power Rangers adapts the Sentai footage from Japan?
Oh, yeah.
And which has been running continuously since, like, the fucking 70s or something.
Yeah.
Well, they had a season which was an homage to Power Rangers. And now Power Rangers is using that season as a Power Rangers season.
That's so fucking funny.
I mean, there are still Power Ranger toys at, like, Target and shit to this day.
It's because the show's still happening.
I know. It's just crazy how long that franchise is gone.
I've met two Power Rangers.
Green Ranger and...
I didn't even meet the Green Ranger.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I met the Blue Ranger and I met a
monster. Did you make a gay joke?
Everywhere.
No.
Yeah, the Green Ranger is everywhere.
I know, that's the easy one to meet, Matt. I go out of my way to meet the hard Rangers.
Which Ranger was the hardest?
Mike Chat. He's a Blue Turbo Ranger.
And how hard was he?
Wait,
the kid?
He was pretty hard. He was pretty fucking hard. He's the Asian guy.
Okay.
He might not have been blue. I think he was blue. I'm 90% positive he was blue.
There was a child that was the Blue Turbo Ranger.
Hmm.
Because he was in the movie and he was just like, I knew you guys were the Power Rangers. And they were like, well, we're down a Blue Ranger. Here's a Morpher.
Here's a...
Bam!
My jet's cool, get it.
Crayola's new pen writes on any surface using melted crayons as ink.
That sounds like a parent's walls nightmare.
That does. That actually sounds pretty evil.
It looks like a soldering iron, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Does it get hot? It has to. It melts.
Yeah.
Enough to melt wax, but that's not super hot.
That's so hot. Oh, my God. So fucking hot. I wonder if the kink community is going to get into it.
The what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Just draw on me, baby.
Just draw my name.
Oh, Tam, you started something, man.
Steven.
Skylar.
Oh, no. Skylar's fucking beard, dude. Skylar's beard is literally this big.
Oh, really?
He has
enough... I bet it's probably thick as shit,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God, it's so thick. He has enough beard that we each could have the same amount of beard, all four of us. He could shave it off, and we'd all end up with the same beard.
Yeah, the Joyce's beards are thick.
Yeah.
Those Joyces, known for being thick.
Extra thick.
Thick. Poor Erica.
That's with two Ks.
Two Ks. The FDA has approved its first blood test for concussions.
What?
That's neat.
So wait, if you get a concussion, you take a blood test?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No.
First blood test for concussions. You get a concussion, you take a blood test.
I don't get it, though.
The test known as Banyan brain, Banyan brain trauma indicator tests for two proteins called UGL1 and GFAP.
Those are the most scientific names I've ever heard.
It's UCH-L1 and GFAP, which stand for UGL1 and GFAP.
A good fap?
Yep. They're released into the bloodstream by the brain following a head blow.
Huh. That's really smart. As long as I can't eat like poppy seeds or whatever and get a false positive, that's fine.
Damn, why are you just eating mouthfuls of poppy seeds? This is me!
Because I had a half a bottle of tequila earlier and I gotta get my car home. We're in Omaha. You think there's a fucking Uber here? Absolutely not.
All right, boys. That'll do it for technology news. Andy, can you give me a beat? News. Good beat.
Real quality here.
I want to do that last. There was a fake Kim Jong-un at the Winter Olympics, and the North Korean cheerleaders weren't having any of it.
I saw that their faces were pretty good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, fuck.
Like, ugh, if I laugh or smile.
Me and my family, and they'll keep us around to breed more, and they'll also die.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a joke, but that's fucking true.
Yeah.
A hunter was knocked unconscious by a falling goose.
Oh, shit. Like, was it one he shot?
Yeah.
I mean, geese are pretty big, though.
Oh, no. Someone else shot it.
Oh,
okay.
The goose fell about 90 feet, knocking the hunter out instantly and causing head and facial injuries. He was coherent but hazy, according to police when they arrived on the scene.
That's crazy.
Do you think he could have just claimed, I touched it last, and gotten said goose?
Yeah.
Do you think that would have worked?
The bird also knocked out two of his teeth.
Oh
shit. That bird must have
been... He has actual permission to eat that bird. That's...
Yeah.
I think that's in the law. Like, if a bird knocks any part of you out of you, you just get to eat the bird.
You get it. You won.
And at the same time, the opposite's true. So if you knock anything out of a bird, they get to eat you.
Right.
I mean, it's 2018, man. You gotta be fair to everybody.
Yeah, you gotta be fair. Someone's gonna get hit by a crow and they're gonna be like, no, don't eat that. It's a crow. Like, no.
Have you talked to me? I always eat crow.
Oh, good thing we're at the end of this podcast.
Good thing, huh? We've run out of funny.
That's it.
Which is great, because this last story's not funny at all. It's horrifying.
Oh, well, we can make it funny.
I'm positive we can.
14 worms were removed from an Oregon woman's eye.
Oregon. It sounded like for some reason you said Oregon woman, and I'm like, the fuck is an Oregon woman?
It's a 14? Woman from the state of Oregon. 14 worms. Abby Beckley was working on an Alaskan fishing boat in 2016 when she discovered something in her left eye. And it was worms. 14 of them. The 28-year-old Oregon resident felt a prick under her eyelid and figured it was just a stray lash, but instead it was Tam.
What the fuck?
Huh? Prick under her eyelid? Wasn't a lash, it was Tam.
He's eye rolling.
I looked at my finger.
My whole fucking face hurts right now from the story. I'm sorry.
I looked at my finger and it was moving and I was shocked. She pulled out a worm.
My fingers are moving.
She looks at her finger and it's like moving up and down like you would move your finger. Oh my god.
I've got 10 worms on my hands. Oh no.
She pulled out 6 more tiny worms over the next few days.
Oh god, I don't like any of this story.
Yeah, anything involving eyes always creeps me out.
I have to go home and take out my contacts now. Thanks.
I fell asleep in my contacts, and my eyes are really screaming right now.
Ooh.
Fearing a serious problem, Beckley got in contact with Dr. Aaron Bonua, an infectious disease specialist and assistant professor at Oregon's Health and Science University. Parasitic worms. 14 worms over a 20-day period. They weren't all visible at once. All the worms were less than a half inch long. Although the worms caused eye irritation, doctor says there's likely no permanent damage.
She was fine.
Doctors believe she was infected when a fly landed on her eye while she was traveling through cattle fields in southern Oregon.
I'm never doing that ever. That sounds great.
This is only the 11th case of a human being infected in North America with these eye worms.
God, my...
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm rubbing my eyes so much. Gotta get the worms out! You guys ever seen the videos of those dogs that, like, get maggots inside of them?
Oh, God.
They're awful to watch.
Why would you bring something like that up?
How dare you? How dare you? Yeah, that's right. I said it.
How dare you?
I'm not your fucking dad.
You know what? I'm so mad. I'm going to end the podcast.
You do it. You won't. I have shit to do today.
Do it. I dare you.
For that, we're going for another 4 hours.
I would totally be down for a 4-hour podcast. You're just going to have to go get me some water.
I'm going to need like a piss bucket or something.
I'd also need like a stretch session. A little quick stretch sesh.
Yeah, there you go.
That was really hard to say.
Stretch sesh?
Yeah.
Stretch sesh.
It's not rolling. You have
to think really hard.
It stumbles out your mouth. It fucking biffs it down the stairs, coming out your gob.
Peter Piper sold seashells at the stress sesh.
Stress sesh.
All right. So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and email us all your best tongue twisters to 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.